The barbarous rat had set him a near impossible task. How was he going to catch a big fish in Cucas in the midst of a thunderstorm with rain pounding furiously down? Thud! A blow from a knotted rope's end made him arch his back. Blowfly landed another one, this time across Bad Red's rump.
Upon your anchors, Foxy. You heard what the cap'n said. Step lively now. Use others. Bring that blanket to make a tent for me. I ain't sitting round in the rain watching ye making Captain Ball's breakfast. Hold down the pond now. At the double.
He drove them forward with the rope's end. A horrified silence had fallen over the Abbey dormitory. One word from old Fred cut the air like a knife.
Is sea rats?
Shilly followed this up with a question.
What be's a sea rat?
Torren bent down to the small truckle bed and pulled up the covers to the squirrel babe's chin. All around the dormitory, Dibbins was sleeping peacefully. The otter cook wrinkled his nose at Shilly.
A sea rat, me dear? Just some naughty old beast. Nothing for you to get upset about. Go to sleep now.
Abbot Caddle sat down on a hill of sling stones in the middle of the floor.
How many of them are in the grounds of our abbey?
Martha replied from her seat at the window.
Hard to count in the dark and rain, Father, but there's certainly more than 20 of them, all rats and armed to the fangs. Surely we can't overcome that many.
An old mousewife called Milden began sobbing in a panic.
We'll all be dragged out of our beds and murdered. I know we will, us and those poor little babes.
The hare maid immediately issued a harsh scolding.
Stop that right now!
Shocked into silence, Milden shrank from the sharp reproof, listening intently as Martha continued in a stern voice.
There's no call for that behaviour, Mum. All you'll do is cause worry to every beast. Now don't let me hear an outburst like that from you ever again. Now if you've anything to say, then make it helpful. Don't be a beast of ill omen and keep your voice down. We don't want the little ones taking fright, do you hear me?
Milden sniffed and mumbled into her kerchief.
Sorry, Martha.
Abbot Carroll turned grateful eyes to the hare maid.
Thank you, miss. Well, the whole situation has changed now. For the worse, I'm sad to say. An attack against such numbers of those savage rats is out of the question. So what do we do now? I'm open to helpful suggestions.
Form old Dwirl raised a powerful digging claw.
Tunnels out, sir. Me and my moles can make a girt tunnel. Us'll all be safe from me vermints then, I reckons.
As hope sprang anew in the red wall as they began chattering and clamouring aloud. Torrance silenced them with a sudden bark.
A fine idea, sir. But let's not be too hasty. Your plan calls for a bit of discussion. Now, one at a time. You first, Father Abbot.
Carol folded both paws into his wide sleeves.
Thank you, Torren. First, let me say this. Our foremost plan is a sensible one. The Dibbons and any beast who chooses to go with them will be safe from harm. As for myself, I must remain here where my duty lies. I could never desert my beautiful abbey.
The otter cook seconded him.
Nor I, Carol. It ain't right leaving Redwall wide open to sea rats and vermin. I stay.
Martha struck the arm of a chair resolutely.
Redwall Abbey is my home, the only home I've ever known. I'm not moving from here.
Every voice in the room was raised.
We stay!
Form old Dwirl wrinkled his nose apologetically.
I be sorry I mentioned it now.
Abbot Carroll placed a paw about the faithful mole's shoulders.
You've no need to be sorry, friend. It was a good idea. The trouble is that no beast wants to go now. So what do we do next?
Muggum would not be denied his say. The mole babe waved the copper ladle which had become his chosen weapon.
Us'n's fight, sir. That beast want us do. Fight!
Sister Setiva relieved Muggum of the ladle to stop him from giving any beast a whack as he waved it about.
Och, you wee terror! Hush now and pay heed to your elders!
Torren picked up the mole babe and made an announcement to the assembly.
This little fella's right. We must fight. But it won't be no kill or be killed sort of last stand. Oh no, mates. We'll fight and defend the abbey, stave off any attacks. Even if that means we'll have to fight all summer long until the skipper brings his otter crew back here from the North Shores. Then, together, we can deal with those savages outside.
Sister Portula brandished the hook window pole she had armed herself with. Normally a quiet and reserved old mouse, she surprised every beast by calling out,
"Well spoken, Torren. That's the most sensible thing I've heard so far. We can be what we are. Not warriors, but defenders. We can stick it out and delay them all summer until help arrives from Skipper and his crew. But it will be no easy thing. Remember that we are under siege. Food will run short, drinks will have to be rationed, water cannot be used freely any more."
Baby Buffle interrupted the good sister by piping up,
"None of Mara Gera baffin in a war of water!"
Martha gave Shilly a puzzled look.
"What did he say?"
The little squirrel grinned from ear to ear and did a somersault.
"If a water be short, Dibbins can't not get baffed."
No beast could resist laughing along with the overjoyed babes. The storm finally subsided to a light drizzle. Scratching the back of his neck with his silver hook, Ragabole rolled out of old Fred's bed and exited the gatehouse, swigging from a flask of grog. He listened to the whimpers and wails from the pond. Blowfly was keeping Bad Red and his little gang hard at it. The Sea Rat captain gazed up at the majestic grandeur of Redwall Abbey. What a sight! Any beast would be mad to bother with ships when he could own a place like this. Smiling wolfishly, he shouted toward the abbey,
"You gonna meet Captain Ragabole tomorrow, mousies!"